I'm Steve Ashley, and this is the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. We're still waiting for summer to arrive here in southern Spain, so I'm hoping that these next eight selections will help hurry it along. To open, here's Turn on the Heat with Lynn Larson and the Kearns, later Carson of Residence Wurlitzer, in Hollywood, California. Silver, Brown and Henderson's Turn on the Heat, written for the 1929 film Sunny Side Up, recorded by Lynn Larson in 1966. One of the best-known summer songs has to be Summertime from Porgy and Bess. I've no less than 43 solo versions on pipes and electronics, but one arrangement that I particularly like was taped in 1967 by Bob Burnkamp on the incomparable Moller in the Fox Theatre, Atlanta.
Thank you.
Rob Van Camp on His Muller in the Fox Atlanta playing the music of George Gershwin from an album released by Concert Recording. Irving Berlin composed a great summer song for the 1933 show As Thousands Cheer. Heatwave was one of several lasting songs from the show, which also introduced Easter Parade, 15 years before Fred Astaire and Judy Garland made it a hit in 1948. This is Mark Herman's arrangement on another Moller in the Pasadena Civic Auditorium, recorded during his 2012 American Theatre Organ Society Convention concert. Heatwave, Mark Herman and the Pasadena Civic Moller. The ATOS convention is back in Pasadena this year, when that Moller will be featured by Britain's Richard Hills. And talking of Brits, this is Vic Hammett with the very wistful tune The Green Leaves of Summer from the 1960 film The Alamo, with music composed by a master of film accompaniment, Dmitry Tiomkin. The organ is the ex-state Melbourne Wurlitzer in Moorabbin Town Hall, Victoria, Australia. Thank you. Hot Dog, a 1930s novelty from the pen of Leslie Clare, whose real name was Leslie Solly, and who was once a Member of Parliament for Thurrock in Essex. From his 2013 CD, Tap Your Troubles Away, that was Howard Beaumont and the Cinema Organ Society Wurlitzer in the Victoria Hall, Saltaire, Yorkshire. The COS holds monthly concerts at the hall, so if you happen to be in the Saltaire area, do inquire of the hall for the dates. Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein wrote many a hit song in the 1940s and 50s, becoming one of Frank Sinatra's main songwriters. The Things We Did Last Summer charted for three American artists in 1946, Vaughn Monroe, Joe Stafford, and Old Blue Eyes. This is Everett Norse's arrangement on the Wurlitzer of the Fabulous but Foolish Fox Theatre, San Francisco. The Things We Did Last Summer and the gorgeous Fox Wurlitzer. In 1919, Eric Coates composed his Summer Day Suite, which consisted of three movements, In a Country Lane, On the Edge of the Lake, and this, At the Dance, which Richard Hills recorded in 2000 on the Compton in the home of David Shepherd for a Cinema Organ Society CD release. Thank you. At the Dance, Richard Hills and the David Shepherd Residence Compton. To round out today's Hot Pipes and to send you toe-tapping into the next programme, here's a performance by Dwight Thomas, at the time one of the house organists at the Paramount Music Palace in Indianapolis. He's playing In the Good Old Summertime on the Christie Unit Orchestra in the Granada Cinema, Walthamstow, London, in 1994. The Good Old Summertime seems to have eluded us this year. Hopefully it'll be along sooner rather than later. Before I leave you, let me remind you about my website, hotpipes.eu, which contains 1 hour and half hour editions of these shows archived for your on-demand listening, as well as links to concert schedules and restoration clubs and societies around the world. Until next week, at the same time, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off. Bye for now.